And in 3, 2, 1, we have liftoff.
You are listening to the Discerning Eye Podcast, discerning all things cannabis with your hosts, Alan Villatoro and Aaron Luna.
Good. All right, everyone. Welcome to the Discerning Eye. This is Alan Villatoro, and with me I've got
Aaron Luna.
And we're excited to get to a discussion here about some of our
tasting some edibles.
Oh, we're going to get, I'm sorry. I meant we're going to be tasting some edibles.
Tasting some edibles, yep.
All right. Well, we're excited to talk about the edibles.
So let's talk about the, so we're looking at Born Baking Company, chocolate chip cookie bites. Little deceiving on their website. It looks like it comes in normal pouch packaging.
Yeah, right? Most of the websites I've looked at actually looks like it does come in some form of packaging. But you know, they're packaged up and they come in a like a tube.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. My wife, she says, you know, it actually looks like those pogs that you used to play as kids, and that the container they used to hold them in. And
yeah.
She's right. That's exactly what they were. I mean, I used to carry all kinds of pogs. I'm surprised you've never had these.
Mm-mm.
You never even saw them?
No.
They're like these little things you just smack on top of one another, and you try to, you know, win them off your friends. And they had like some funky colors, and it was fun.
I'm old. I'm an old AF. Okay. No, birthday coming up to prove that.
Yeah.
Listen, this cookie. So first of all, packaging.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. Hate it. And here's why. I would never think to look at this container. It's a tube.
It is a tube. Yeah. It's like a pog tube. And for those of you that don't know what a pog is, it's like a little round. It's almost like the size of a silver dollar.
I'm gonna have to
right?
Google it. Like I'm gonna have to Google dollar. What a pog.
Yeah, and if you've ever bought like any kind of cannabis flower products, it's like a taller version of one of those containers. That's all it is. Where you squeeze the sides to open the top. So that's the
super
child
easy.
Resistant. Yeah, that's the child resistant component of it. But you know, the lid pops open, and then you open it up, and you've got these. It's almost like these mini cakes, right?
Yeah, they're mini cakes. So first of all, opening this for people with arthritis, easy, painless. When you open it up, I mean, they're all one on top of the other. It almost looks like, you know what it reminds me of? I got excited when I first opened the container. Reese's Pieces Buttercups.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
You know, like the little foil that it comes in,
exactly.
You know?
Okay. That's a good way to describe it.
So they sit one on top of the other. They're not squished.
No, the container actually holds them in place pretty well.
It really does.
You're actually swaying my opinion back towards the container. I see the functionality of it, and I see how it keeps it well contained.
It would fit very nicely in my Kate Spade purse. See,
you're right. You can take these out anytime.
Females look for simplicity. They look for convenience. They look for things that they can wear in their classy accessory line. This is something that I would confidently put in my Kate Spade bag.
Yeah.
So this container, going back to it, I don't hate it. It's unique. It's unique because I've never seen anything like this. And you
right.
would think squishing a bunch of little mini bites into a container like this, like they would be super moist, they would fall apart, they would be super squished.
No, it keeps
They're
them
not.
Pretty well, you know,
I just contained. Tried this chocolate chip cookie, and it is... You don't even realize that there's cannabis in
no,
it.
No, that's a...
So first of all, that's super buttery.
Right? Yeah.
Buttery but chewy. It reminds me of... Well, I'm craving Toll House cookies.
Mm, yeah,
so,
it's a very rich, buttery...
super.
It's not almost like not even a cookie. It's almost like a brownie, right?
Like who doesn't want like
brownie.
A nice, chewy, chocolate chip, warm Toll House cookie? Or chewy, chocolate chip,
right.
Born Baking Company cookie?
Mm.
That's insane.
Let's talk about the serving size and the dosing
yeah.
on these. You know, you buy these, you bring it home. How many of these are you supposed to, you know, take down? I mean, they're good. You could finish a whole case of these in one sitting. What happens?
Yeah. What happens if you eat the whole tube?
I think if you eat the whole tube and you've never had these before or any edible before, You are going to be in for a wild night.
So 4.75 milligrams per serving. Yeah. That's not bad.
Well, there's five of them. So.
There's five of them, right. So. But when you compare it to when you're eating, you know, gummies, mm-hmm. there are some gummies out there where it's like
50 to 100. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. But yeah. to the, you know, the everyday person who's never, you know, experienced an edible before mm-hmm. or maybe has only tried it once.
Slow roll it.
Yeah, this is, you probably want to take it easy. I think the common saying is low and slow, you know?
Low and slow.
You know, you want to first start low. You know, one of these is 5, what'd you say, 4.75?
Yeah,
so just in
I gotta
5
stop
milligrams.
Eating that. So let's talk about that because there is this great debate, these questions about, you know, different types of edibles, right? Mm-hmm. And how each... you know, different edible affects you. When does it go into effect? I mean, mm-hmm. I can tell you right now, being a gummy freakazoid, they kick in, you know, at minimum 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And I also think it depends on like the person too. Like if you've, you know, if you do a lot of gummies, if you consume a lot of gummies or if you're newbie to it, it might hit you differently, slower, faster. But for me, gummies typically around the 40, 45 minute mark. When you get into tinctures, mm-hmm. Like this Livia Dream that I just tried,
yep.
You know, putting it directly into the tongue rather than in your drink, it's just going to hit your system faster. It's instant. So if you're looking for that instant, I don't feel like smoking. I just want to pop an edible, but I want it to hit me right away. I don't want to be caught off guard, you know, something along the lines of going for, you know.
Well, there's that and
more liquid-based.
There's some of these other ones. You just picked up another one of those. Yeah. So those are nano-coated, meaning it's the same technology that's in that tincture.
Yeah.
And the same one that's in this gummy. And it's meant to have a quicker onset so that it takes effect more within the 5 to 15-minute range. And it's meant to go away quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But the cookie that you just tried here, I don't know much about it from the packaging itself, mm-hmm. but I don't believe it's nano coated. I believe it's just traditional ethanol distillate oil. And so I believe it's just going to take the traditional time frame. But some of those, like what you just picked up, they're almost like these M&Ms. And the candy coating itself is what has the nanotechnology that contains the cannabinoids. And so that's the quicker onset of them. I think, you know, each one of those I believe is around one or two. But they literally look like little M&Ms.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. We just talked about a few different products here. If I'm a newbie... you know, walking into a dispensary, it's mm-hmm. a little intimidating, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a smoker. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my friends and family are telling me, oh, you don't have to smoke. You can, you know, try some edibles. They'll be great for you.
Mm-hmm.
What types of questions should I be asking? Or what types of contents on the packaging should I be looking for to know how strong of an edible it is, when it's going to hit me?
Yeah, I think most people go into the store and really don't know, number one, what they're looking for or really what questions to ask. So I would suppose some of the questions you would want to find out is, you know, how many milligrams, you know, are contained within it. You know, the typical serving size generally falls somewhere between 2.5 milligrams to 5 milligrams. I think that 5 milligram, if you've never had it before, can be a little bit overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
For example, these ones right here. These are Dew Drops. They're chocolate sea salt. My wife loves these. They're her favorite.
You had me at sea salt.
Seriously, they're so tasty.
Why are these not opened yet?
And they're 2.5 milligrams. So the everyday person that's never had them before or never had any edibles before, that's a good way to start right there.
Mm-hmm.
They're, you know, they don't taste like cannabis, so it's not going to overpower that, you know, that that chocolate taste.
Yeah.
And it's 2.5 milligrams, so it is going to take about 30 to 45 minutes for you to start feeling the effects. But when you do, it's not going to be overpowering, and it's not going to be that sensation where maybe you get a little bit of anxiety or maybe you start questioning, you know, whether you took too much. So it's much of that uneasy feeling.
Mm.
So low and slow, again, is I think the best way to go. But for most people, I think, you know, if you've never been to a store before and you don't know what to ask, I suppose, you know, rather than ask, you might want to just have a conversation with the sales staff and first and foremost, let them know, you know, my first time here, or I don't know, you know, what dosings, you know, I should be having. I you know, basically have a conversation because some of the questions are going to be, you know, if you've never heard about the milligrams before and this is your first time listening, or, you know, you've never really listened to a podcast about it before, 2.5 milligrams is probably a number you should at least know to ask. You know, if it's 2.5 or more, you know, you're definitely going to feel the effects of it a little bit more than if you've never had it before. If you've had some experience with it before, five milligrams, you know, how many milligrams does it contain, I guess, is really the question you really want to ask. And low and slow is really the best way to go. Some of these that we have here in front of us are actually only 1 mg or milligram.
Yep.
And so you can really, you know, dose it up, you know, maybe take one, maybe in 15 minutes, take another, maybe in 15 minutes, take another. And now you're up to 3 milligrams over a 45 minute period. And you should really feel the effects of, you know, 2 or 3 if you've never had it before. So there's a couple of different ways to get there. Or you could, you know, do what some people do and don't dip your toe in the water. You just jump right in. If you're looking to go down that road and you pick up something
been
like
there, done it. Yep.
You know, something like those Chiba Chews, I think are fantastic. I brought those to a group of friends who, you know, knew I was getting into the cannabis industry. And, you know, I use everybody as guinea pigs to figure out what, you know, what people like, you know, what I love the feedback.
Yep.
So I brought those specific ones for a couple of reasons, because it was the brand was well known. Number two, it contained 5 milligrams of THC, CBD, and CBG. And so it's called the trifecta. And it's really meant for, you know, for people that maybe have a little bit more of an experience with it, or because they're dosed at 5 milligrams, they're like these caramel chews. And they're actually pretty tasty. And they're 5 mg of each one of those. So the CBD sometimes offsets some of that anxiety component, and the CBG has been known to be really, it's almost like a happy cannabinoid, you know? So I think that one, more than any other edible that I brought that trip, really was the one that everybody continuously kept asking me for. And I think it was a combination of the three things. I don't know that it was so much just the taste of it, but I think it was more a combination of that. And one of them hadn't really had any before, so she cut it in half and started at the 2.5 milligram, and, you know, she love really it. Enjoyed it. And then the next night she stepped up to the 5, and then
Feeling ballsy. I love it.
Yeah, the third night they all jumped up to the 10 and 15, and I think they probably were regretting going that hard that quick.
No, listen, I agree with you on the dosing. I recently had a conversation with one of my girlfriends, and, you know, she was telling me how she just started consuming edibles, and she said that the gummy that she tried completely caught her off guard, and she smokes, so she thinks that, you know, you think that
it doesn't,
you know,
translate
if you,
to
if
the
you
same,
smoke
no.
you know, dry flower, like your body can consume and handle everything. It's that's not how it goes. So, you know, when she tried this edible, you know, it didn't kick in right away. So one, she didn't know that. And then number two, you know, she got busy, you know, during the day, and it literally, her high came on out of nowhere to the point where it made her paranoid. Like, oh my gosh, like, am I talking funny? Am I acting stupid? You know, I'm in the middle of doing something. Like, why all of a sudden is it just hitting my system now? And I regularly consume. So that to me was kind of like this eye-opening experience where I started to kind of talk to her about, well, did you talk to the bud tender? Did you talk about, you know, the contents? Did you, you know, ask them, you know, did you tell them?
How long is it going to take before it you know, the onset takes effect? How long will it last?
And not only that, like, talk to them about, when I go into a dispensary, I hate being asked, like, what I prefer. What, you know, are you a sativa girl? Are you an indica girl? No, no, no. Let me tell you what I've been using. Let me tell you how I like to feel. Let me tell you
experience.
The smells, the taste that I look for, that I'm attracted to. And I told her, I said, you know, next time you go in there, don't be afraid to, you know, tell them, you know, what products you've used, what works well for you, how you didn't like to feel. And they should be able to kind of, you know, alter that experience for you, where they're getting you into the right product that's going to be the right fit for the desires that you have. So, yeah, that was eye-opening for me, because you don't think, you know, whenever I hear edibles is kind of like that, people just think it's so easy. Well, it's an edible. Like, it's not edibles, hardcore. Like, if you...
Yeah, yeah, it's like the stigma is a little bit less on edibles than it is on flower. If you're going to consume any cannabis, I think most people just feel more comfortable saying, well, I just, you know, it's just a gummy, as opposed to I smoke it or I use it. Or obviously there's a stigma associated with it. You know, and if edibles is the way to go, you know, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. If flower is the way to go, then definitely that's fine as well. But I think, to your point, most people, because they find it's the easier, less stigmatic way to try it, sometimes they don't know what they're even doing with it.
Yeah.
And to your point, somebody that has that experience with it, but doesn't want to, you know, use the flower and they want to use the cannabis products, sometimes can be overwhelmed by, you know, the number of products that are out there, because to your point, you know, what do you prefer? Well, I mean, flower, but you know, you're in there for an edible or something like that. You know, I don't know what I prefer. I think at the end of the day, though, there's so many products. Right in front of us, we have brownies. Mm. We have chocolate chip cookies. We've got chocolate sea salts.
Can't stop.
We've got tinctures that are lemon flavored. We've got M&Ms. We've got caramels, and we've got lemon chews. A lot. And the peach gummies. And so, you know, when you're asked the question, what do you prefer? Well, I don't know. I mean, what? Yeah. it's almost like, what do you have?
What do you have? Right.
And it has to be more about what do you have. It's like, what are you looking for? What are you looking for the experience, you know, to be? Mm-hmm. Is it something you want to take at home after work as a dessert? Mm-hmm. Is it something you need a little pick me up in the morning?
Yeah.
But you don't want it to overwhelm you, and you just, you know, you need to take it as a way to you know, help get you motivated. Mm-hmm. Or do you need it because you just want to have fun at night? That's it. Mm-hmm. You know. So it's the experience. What are you looking for in the experience? I think is more important than the simple question as to what do you like or what do you want. You know, it's what are you looking to get out of it? You know, and then from there, well, then you got all these products.
Yeah. Know? Yep. And there you have it. Then you're spending lots of dough on buying a cabinet full of products. I got to tell you, I can't move my mind past this cookie.
It's good, huh?
I do want to try the others that are in front of me. This cookie, it doesn't make me want to pop the mini in my mouth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, you would think like a mini, almost like a gummy. Like, you just you pop and go.
Yeah.
You pop it like it's hot.
Yeah.
There's a tagline. So this mini, chocolate chip cookie, I just feel like I want to savor the taste, because it's reminding me of a Toll House cookie.
Yeah,
like,
it's a very
that's
rich cookie.
How insanely good it is. And I'm slow rolling it. It's only one mini bite, 4.75 milligrams. Right. I'm slow rolling it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good. I'm just kind of like relaxed.
Yeah, they're
eating
very
a cookie at 10 o'clock in the morning.
They're very
awesome.
Tasty. They're, you know, like we said before, those ones are not too strong. And they're definitely rich, you know. I think for me, I love desserts. So I like to actually enjoy them. Like you said, I don't like to just take them all in one gulp, because I like to be able to actually enjoy the flavors of them. Some of these things in here, I mean, the tincture, for example, is a great example of one of those where if you really just want to feel the, you know, the effects, and you, like you said earlier, you don't want to deal with the onset or taking any additional calories in, you can take it as is, or you can just literally drop one of these into your favorite
coffee.
Polar seltzer.
I've done it in coffee in the morning, or like iced coffee, not like hot coffee.
Gotcha.
Like room
temperature. I mean, you could add it to anything.
You can literally add it to anything. I have done droplets under the tongue if you want it to hit your bloodstream, or your bloodstream if you want it to hit your system a lot sooner.
It's definitely there's a number of different ways to consume. I see the child proof container has gotten the best of you.
Yeah,
so
I'm passing it to you. I'm challenged with these.
There you go.
I call them Aaron proof.
It's funny, because most of those containers are, it's like the industry wide container that most, you'll find flour in those, you'll find gummies in those. And it's this square container that you have to squeeze the sides on. And the lid will allow to, you know, it'll allow the lid to pop off. It does seal it to some extent, so it does provide some freshness to the product. But those containers are used for, as you're seeing right there, for the gummies. But they're also used for flour. They're used for, the smaller ones are used for concentrates. So it's a very common container in the state. I think you and I saw the vendor for them when we were out in Vegas. If you recall, that was one of the big vendors out there because, as you can see, they're in every single product out here.
Yeah, absolutely. They're huge. Yeah. Peach Bellini.
Right. What do you think of the taste of that?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, well.
I was too busy looking at the packaging and all the colors. The smell.
Right. They smell great, right?
Very tangerine-y, peachy smell to it.
So those are what I said before, the nano-coated.
Sugar-coated.
And you'll see on the side, it actually says the, let's see what it says, the tips, the edibles tips. Start with a low dose of 5 milligrams, results in a typical onset time of 5 to 15 minutes.
That's
always
sweet.
Start slow and go slow. So at least this container lets you know, a little bit better on how to dose that.
Okay, I'm going to go down a rabbit hole in a minute. Fruit snacks.
Yeah.
Like Welch's.
Mm-hmm.
They're good, right?
Right.
I just bought like these organic kind from the grocery store. I don't like them. Too chewy.
Mm.
Texture weirds me out. Won't eat them. Kids love them. I don't think they're as flavorful as the
fruit snacks.
This, the texture, they're killing it.
Yeah, it's a really well-known product. In fact, that's a national brand.
Because sometimes the texture can freak people out. The gummies can freak. They don't want something to gnaw on. They don't want something chewy. Mm-hmm. They don't want.
You want something you can enjoy.
It's something you can enjoy.
You don't want to force something down your throat. That doesn't sound appealing.
Yeah. No. Instantly.
But
those flavors come
out. I think
out.
What you're pointing out is the fact that some of the some companies have nailed it down. And I was saying earlier about the packaging on this one, it's very simple packaging, simplistic in nature. And the fact that it gives you a better understanding of how to actually dose it, I think, is really important because not all manufacturers are doing that.
Right.
And I think ourselves as purveyors need to make sure that we understand the products that we're selling, number one, the dosages that are or titrations that are recommended based on the manufacturer. And the fact that most of them don't really do, I think, in my opinion, a good enough job of, really telling the customer how to take them, I think puts more responsibility on us to be able to know the products and talk to them speak to them. I think definitely the idea of having pop-ups will help because it's, you hear it from the horse's mouth, and we're certainly going to be having many pop-ups from these vendors in our store. But for us, I think it's really important to understand. I mean, really, look at the back of every one of these products.
Yeah.
I think they can be confusing. It's what are we looking at here? It's like you're looking at the back of a prescription bottle, and those can be confusing. And even when your doctor writes the prescription on the note there, take X amount over this amount. Even that's confusing. And this is really at that same level. I think most people, this can be overwhelming. So I think to us, we really have a big responsibility to understand, like I said, the serving sizes, the products, and be able to speak to them to our customers.
This is interesting. This dark chocolates.
Yeah, that's
the packaging on it, the wrapper.
What it looks like? It's like, those Rolos?
I was just going to say, it reminds me of a Rolo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like the Rolos. Oh, these are the, they're just called dark chocolates.
Yeah,
they're made by Central Ave.
Central Ave,
Compassionate. Yeah. You know what? It's funny. We had a call with them recently. And
We did.
To, we're going to have them.
We're going to go on tour, right?
Yeah, so they make these one-to-one THC CBD chocolates. They're the one that you just opened up right there is about 5 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually 4.64. So on the front of every one of these, you'll always see the amount that they advertise that they that they strive for. And on the back of it, you'll actually see the lab results to indicate the actual amount that it contains. So in this example, it states that it's at 5 milligrams, and on the back, it actually states it's at 4.64. So I'm kind of a math nerd, so I start looking at the numbers and trying to figure out what that percentage looks like in the deviation. But in this scenario, it's just a one-to-one, 5 milligrams estimated, THC and CBD. Again, it does have that CBD meant to help with some antioxidant properties that the, what do you think of the taste?
I took
a little nibble.
This is definitely, I'm nibbling on it, just because I've had a smorgasbord here. this reminds me of a little piece of chocolate that you're just going to have to pop in your mouth and let it melt a little bit and then chew it
around.
It's
a little harder with chocolate,
I
think.
It's a harder, right? You can't nibble on it.
Yeah.
You can see my little teeth mark in there.
You it almost looks like a caramel, actually.
It's hard. It's good. The flavors are there. It is a rich, deep, dark chocolate. I love the flavor of it. I love the little individual wrapper that it came into. Mm. But something like this, if somebody is slow rolling it, they would have to, I would say, cut it with a butter knife. And maybe take a half of it. And
just kind of let it melt.
Or a little portion of it. Let it melt in your mouth. Or, if you're, used to them, I would be popping these and going.
Mm-hmm.
These are really good. So
I'm going to bring up a brand in that most people, if they've ever been any dispensary and have had an edible, they've probably seen this one out there. It's called Betty's Eddies. And
Betty's Eddies
is a very well-known brand. It's a national brand. And they have a very good consistency on their products, tasty product, mm-hmm. products full of flavor. In this case, this one is vegan, gluten-free, and dairy-free.
Mm-hmm.
It's made with fruit and veggies. And the one I'm holding here is a Little Lemon Heaven, it's called.
Mm.
So
I'm already in heaven just listening to the description.
This one is advertised on the label as a full-spectrum cannabis-infused coconut oil. And full-spectrum, as I mentioned before, means that it's not just all distillate. That it's a number of cannabinoids, all the cannabinoids of the original cultivar is still included in this. But I kind of want to touch upon something you said earlier about how you can take an edible and sometimes it takes a long time for it to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things I've read about is that it depends on what you're eating it with.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like I think common belief that if you eat it on an empty stomach that it's going to be more effective.
Yeah.
When I don't believe that's the case. I think it from what I've seen anyways, eating it with something that's fat soluble tends mm-hmm. to be much more effective.
Yeah.
Because THC is a fat soluble substance, and so mm-hmm. it binds to fat cells. And mm-hmm. I probably said that wrong, but I know it typically binds to fat cells. And so yeah. I think if you're eating one of these with other,
if you have food in your system, just ate.
And I bring that up because it's funny because even the ingredients, it's full spectrum cannabis infused coconut oil. So you can see that they already use some kind of
coconut oil.
Right.
Yep.
So this little package is a 5-milligram package, and it does have directions on it. Consume one chew. Effects can take up to 2 hours or more after consuming. So it's pretty. This is a really nice package here because it is just a one dosing. So
yep.
It says it's a 5-milligram. The lab results show on it is 4.88 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
So the average person, I haven't.
Have you tried them?
No, I haven't. Let's open it.
Give it a whirl.
If I can get past the childproof component, which I'm not very good at here.
Don't ask me for help.
Got it.
You're lost at that point.
All right. Oh, look at that. It looks like a saltwater taffy, right?
Yeah, it's so good. And it is like...
It looks like a taffy.
It is literally like saltwater taffy. Mm. It comes in that waxed
paper,
wrapping
right?
paper.
Mm-hmm.
I love the nighttime taffies.
Oh, right. It contains some melatonin.
Yeah, so good. And I will tell you, for the taffy, someone told me, oddly enough, to start off slow with the taffy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to get a feel for if it's going to knock you for a loop and you're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to feel,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Like you still want to go back to bed, or right. if you're waking up and you're just feeling so refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually started with a half of a taffy.
Yep.
And it was almost like I built up like this tolerance. Well, now it's like I can just pop like one of these suckers and it's like the best
it's
night.
It's pretty tasty. I just sleep. Took a little yeah. piece of it and it's got a little
taste. Oh,
they're
taste. So good.
It's like a really
huge fan of
tangy
these guys.
Lemonade.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, the other one that I really wanted to open up because
Chiba.
Yeah, so this is again another well-known national brand making their way out here into Massachusetts. It's called Chiba Chews, They produce this one called the Trifecta. This one, it looks like how would you describe this? Almost like a chocolate bar container, right? It looks like a chocolate bar wrapper.
It looks like a granola bar, like those trail mix. Perfect. Like, so you're better at describing like those Nature's Valley, right. Big, thick granola bars.
So the thing about these is they contain, like I said before, the Trifecta. They have three different cannabinoids that they specialize in. This one has CBG, CBD, mm-hmm. and THC. So the CBG component, as I mentioned before, has known to be a cannabinoid, like the happy cannabinoid. Mm-hmm. And to that end, it's pretty cool. So here's the lab results from it. Each piece contains 5.26 milligrams
Sweet.
Of THC, 5 milligrams of CBD, and 4.82 milligrams of CBG. So CBG, I've read, is kind of hard. It's a difficult cannabinoid to extract, or costly rather. Mm. And the fact that this contains 5 milligrams of it is pretty cool. The container, each individual serving looks like a little.
It reminds me of like Chiclet, or not Chiclet, the bubble gum that comes in like that packaging that you pop out.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Okay, so
that's what it reminds me of.
Pull one of these out and see what they look like.
I like the instructions on it.
Talk to me. What's it say?
How you separate the tray and how to open.
Read that first.
Yeah, it says separate tray, bend inside corner, and peel, and then you push taffy out. So they make it super, super user friendly here.
And it does look like a little caramel inside of each one of those.
Yeah,
little
that's so
containers.
Interesting looking. Let me see it.
Squeeze it out there. Looks like a caramel.
Yeah.
So while Aaron is inspecting it, it is a caramel chew. It has 20 servings. Each serving is 5 milligrams. So it is kind of nice that each one is individually packaged. If you're first time trying one of these, I would recommend you cut one of them in half and take one half, wait about an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and then take the second half.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Have you had these in your car?
I haven't. In fact, you know, it's funny that you bring up the car because as I'm reading this, it says, if taffy becomes warm and soft, place in the fridge for a few and it's good as new.
This
so
is
if
warm
you
and
leave
soft.
That in the car
yeah.
and it's hot outside,
yeah.
you're going to have a little mess.
So I just pulled this out and I can pinch it with my fingers. Yeah. So it's definitely, it's soft, not hard to bite into. But I'm not like I don't like hard, hard caramels.
I'm not crazy about
like this type of temperature, yeah. this is good for me, but
yeah,
other people might want to pop it in there.
Like I said,
does
I think definitely
that
if, for, you know, because of the amount of cannabinoids in this and the, you know, intended effect of it, definitely cut that bad boy in half.
Absolutely.
If you've never had it
That's
before.
Good.
If you're used to, you know, the edibles, by all means, take the whole thing and you're going to be feeling good. It's funny when I brought these on a trip and this group of people, like I said before, used to smoke this in college all the time, but don't really use it anymore.
Yeah.
And so I kind of reintroduced them to it. And this was a big hit specifically because it was, you know, it gave them a little bit of everything. It wasn't just a couch locking kind of THC effect. It wasn't just a giggly type of, you know, it was really, I mean, we were playing lawn games. It was just a lot of fun. Everybody enjoyed it. And we did try a number of them. I brought a number of different products. I brought some other form factors. This one seemed to be a very common one. And then the Betty's Eddies was a very popular one. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, at the time, some of these other ones weren't around yet.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're coming out, you know, of course, we're exploring them. That's one of the things, you know, that part of our job and responsibility is to find some of the best products out there and bring them to market. And so we found some of these and we're going to continue looking for some. But definitely, this is one of a very popular, very
Chiba.
Well-known.
It just sounds like a happy name, doesn't it?
It does.
When you say it, Chiba. Good stuff. I have no favorites. I think they all come in. They're all winners. But two or three that really stand out right now are the cookies, the Bellinis, and the caramels. So huge win there.
Yeah, I don't think you can really go wrong with any one of these. You know, definitely, I think the one fast-acting gummies are going to be a big hit for people. The taste of them is very delicious. It's juicy. It's consistent. It's fast-acting.
Yeah.
I think you're going to, you know, people that want something that's a little bit more like a cookie or a baked good, they're going to love these brownie bites and these cookie bites. Somebody that likes caramel is definitely going to be, you know, the Chiba Chew is going to be a great option for them. Somebody that just wants a something like a salt water, you know, the type of candy, definitely those Betty's are going to be a great hit for them.
Look at right there. It says on the packaging, always start low and go slow. I like that.
That should be our tagline for the day. Start slow and go slow.
So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that now that I just consumed all these edibles, we should probably go get something to eat. I'm pretty hungry.
All right. Well, just to kind of summarize all of the products that we looked at here today, I'm going to start with the last one that we, or one of the last ones that we looked at, which was the Chiba Chews, the Trifecta. That was the Caramel Chews. What do you got over there?
I have the Born Baking Chocolate Chip Cookie Bites and the Peach Bellinis.
Those were delicious. Mm-hmm. Over here, we have
the Wanaquick Peach Bellinis.
Which ones were those?
The Wanaquick
Peach Bellinis. Oh, yes, the Wanaquick Peach Bellinis. Yeah. Perfect. And then over here, I'm looking at the Dew Drops. They just say Dewdrop Chocolates, and I know they're made by a company. If you actually open up the inside, it says Holistic Industries. So these are the 2.5 milligram sea salt chocolates. Those are very tasty. They're delicious. They're, you know, just the right amount of chocolate and salt in them. What do you got over there?
I got the Sweet Spots. I got Millie's Sweet Spots. Wow, that's
those
mouthful.
Are the M&M looking ones, right?
The hard shell. Yeah, taste the rainbow. Those the, are, the fun purple.
Right,
coated.
Yeah. I think these are, let's take a look real quick to see who makes these. But I believe these are Northeast Alternatives. Yeah, they produce a fantastic flour product as well, which we'll talk about on another podcast. Awesome. Next over here that I've got is the Levia Dream Tincture. So we talked a little bit about the seltzers, and this is the tincture that we have here today. And this is the one that is real simple to use. It comes in a little dropper.
Yep.
And you just drop them either in a drink of your choice, or if you want to go directly into your mouth and you're brave enough, right directly in. Those are the Born Baking ones that you looked at. So we have two different Born Baking products,
bites.
The cookies and the brownie bites that we looked at today.
And then don't forget about Betty's Eddies.
That's right.
Little Lemon Heaven Taffies. So delicious, so refreshing.
And those are the individual pack.
Yep.
So I know they sell them in multiple packs too, but if you've never had one before and you want to start really low, just, you know, the single packs are a great way to go.
Absolutely.
I think those are, did we talk? Nope. And then we've got the Central Ave Compassionate Care, the dark chocolates,
dark
the
chocolate.
1-to-1, 5 milligram CBD
right.
THC.
Yep.
The ones that Aaron said you kind of let melt in your mouth over
a
time.
A little
period.
Bit. Yeah. Or cut it with a butter knife if you want half of it.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, those are all the products we looked at during this podcast, and we were really excited to be able to talk a little bit about them. And we're going to continue looking for more products to bring to market that our purveyors can speak to at our store. And it's exciting to be able to really find all these products, kind of put them through the ringer, and try to get the questions that we know you're going to want to, you know, ask when you come to the store, and get those answered ahead of time so that we can speak to them directly.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think with that, we're going to end this podcast. Again, I'm Alan Villatoro.
I'm Aaron Luna.
And this is The Discerning Eye.
See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Discerning Eye podcast with Alan Villatoro and Aaron Luna of Discerned Cannabis Purveyors. Stay tuned for more podcasts and keep up to date with Discerned Cannabis Purveyors by visiting their website at discernedcannabis.com. That's DISCERND cannabis.com.